In the book that you sent me, Hope Chest in the Attic, I noticed you have a couple of pieces about your mother. Now, at the beginning of this, you did say that some of the items mixed fiction and...
And that's what I'd usually say about most everything. That usually also if you're going to write something down, even if it comes from something that you've understood or experienced or lived through, your own interpretation of it will, to other people, if they know it or live it, might seem fictitious. So I would say that even if there are elements of truth, well, there are usually always elements of truth in something, but there will also always be something to make it stronger, which might be a bit of fiction to make it more full of a story.
Would you like to read any of those, or are you able to?
From that first book? I'd have to look for something. I can think of something that's in Close Cover Before Striking, because this is the first piece I ever read at an open mic, which was hard to do. I think that was like in 95, and I go to a place, and this place had just started, and I think there were four of us there, and we didn't have a microphone. We sat around a table, and I think we were all just drinking water. I think they hated us. I did this piece. I wonder if I can find it in case I forget it. And you'd also have to know about me that, well, you don't know me now. I've got brown hair, but I used to dye my hair, so I was a blonde way back in the day. And so that was where the beginning of this piece came from, and it's called Too Far. When he met me, he told me I look like Kim Basinger, long blonde locks. But as time wore on, I knew I wasn't her, and I could never be her, and I was never good enough, thin enough, pretty enough. So I got a perm, I straightened my teeth, I bought the Wonder Bra, but it wasn't doing the trick. So I bought Slim Fast, I used a stair stepper, I ate rice cakes and wheat germ, but I wasn't thin enough. I only dropped 20 pounds. So I went to the spa, I got my skin peeled, I soaked myself in mud, wrapped myself in cellophane, bought the amino acid facial creams, but I knew they didn't really work. So I went to the doctor. I got my nose slimmed, my tummy stapled, my thighs sucked. I thought about getting a rib or two removed, you know, like Cher. But I figured they've got to be there for something. And hey, that's just going too far.
Wow. That sounds painful.
So that was the first one I ever read in public.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what to read, so.
Definitely a good one to get a reaction.
Yeah, and oftentimes people will have poems and they'll be like, this is a poem about the girl that left me, you know, or some sorrow of love. And I was like, well, let's get something with a little different kind of bent, but, you know, the same idea. Something that at least some of the crowd can get a kick out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't had my tummy stapled.
Well, that's good.